What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here. It's Fightful Wrestling. It's May 9th, 2022. Denise Salcedo and I giggling like little schoolgirls for no reason at all.
Yeah, no reason at all.
No reason at all.
No reason at all.
Leave a thumbs up on this video. Sorry. Subscribe. We got all kinds of great stuff coming for you this week. How about this? I got an interview with Bron Breakker dropping Tuesday. I know Denise just loves interviewing Bron Breakker. We're dropping ours. Stay tuned for the end of that, where he thought I was serious and thought that I really believed that Malcolm Bivens could beat up Rick Steiner. That was a good one. But I got Eddie Kingston this week as well, talking New Japan, talking AEW, talking about that kid that he says that he absolutely didn't run over in TNA wrestling. That was interesting. And then I got MLW's Court Bauer this week as well. You can get early access to all those on Fightful Select Tier 2. I'll brag about Fightful Select later. Denise Salcedo, how you doing? I know how you're doing a little bit because we had a show today, Smack Talk Showdown, over on your channel.
Dude, we've just been doing a bunch of shows because yesterday you appeared on the Watch Along, and then immediately after that we did the Backlash post show, and then today we did the Smack Talk Showdown video, which was so much fun. We had Chris Van Vliet and Robbie Fox, who, like, you didn't even know we're going to be on the show, which was very exciting for me. And then afterwards, well, and then we're doing this show now.
We did as many shows together since yesterday as we did, like, all of April.
I know. That's wild. I know. And then I wasn't here last week, and there were some things that happened on Raw today, and I was like, mainly with the 24/7 title picture, I didn't know what was happening. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, do I really care? Not really.
There's some stuff I liked. There was some stuff that looked promising to me. Then there's some stuff that I jinxed, Denise. Oh, boy. But leave a thumbs up on this video. If you want your question or statement read on the air, donate Super Chats, donate Humper Chats. You can go to humperchats.com. If you want your question or statement read on the air, but maybe you listen on demand, you listen via our great audio platforms, which are available everywhere, you can go to humperchats.com and leave a question or statement before the show or during the show. Doesn't really matter. But this show brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful, AthleticGreens.com/Fightful, and DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that code Fightful. Denise, you weren't here last week. Did you miss Monday Night Raw?
Do you want an honest answer or do you want
an
like
answer?
Do you want an honest answer? Well, my honest answer is no. I was at NBC and I had a blast. I actually reconnected with some of my old friends from my old Hollywood red carpet days, and I had a good time there. You know, it was just vibing. Watching the show, doing some interviews. I felt like the old me, Sean. The pre-pandemic Denise Salcedo.
So if you subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, you would have seen the rundown of this early. You would have seen news of a return early. We got all kinds of news over at FightfulSelect.com. And not only that, we've got at least 7 weekly shows, and we're constantly throwing in more. We got Q&A shows. We've got exclusive backstage news shows. We got some exclusive interviews going up tomorrow ahead of Battle Slam Vendetta's live free stream on Fight that Steven Jensen did. And also, I'm doing figure hauls and card hauls over there. Trading cards have blown up lately, so I do at least one of those a week. But
the other day, I forgot what I was watching. Might have been wrestling, but I said, damn, who the hell buys trading cards? Like, who buys playing cards?
People do. I don't collect them. Like, there are a couple of exceptions. I'm keeping, like, the autographed cards that I see, and they make these cards that have, like, for baseball, like a piece of the bat or a piece of the ball, or in wrestling, a piece of the canvas. I like those. I think that's very cool. But other than that, I'm getting them just for content, and literally everything is for sale. So I have no idea how much this stuff is worth. I just know it's tax deductible and it's content. So
I guess. Yeah. So I didn't really realize that there was still a market for that. I knew back in the day there was, but I didn't know about now.
It blew up during the pandemic. It blew up during the pandemic. Like, I guess a lot of people were at home. I had a guy that kept telling me, like, in 2020, he's like, get cards. I was like, whatever. And he was right. He was absolutely right. They've blown up. So check those out, guys. I've got some baseball stuff, UFC stuff. NFL, wrestling, all kinds of cool stuff over there on FightfulSelect.com. And we've got dozens of episodes of Figure Haul with Jack's Bone Crunchers, AEW figures, ECW San Francisco Toy Makers, Marvel, even some Funko Pops over there. So check that out. I don't really promote those an awful lot, but get those Super Chats, Humper Chats in. Let's talk WWE Raw. MILF and Cookies says, hey, Sean, not a wrestling chat. What did you think of Michael Chandler's KO from this weekend? Oh, my God. Denise, did you happen to see that knockout?
I saw the video. I saw the video because I was out, but I saw the video on Twitter.
So I was driving back from Under Siege. I had covered that show, and I drove straight to one of my friend's houses, and he's like, you got to see this. You got to see this, and pulls it up on his phone immediately. That was filthy. I don't think it was like the best knockout I've ever seen. Edson Barboza's spinning wheel kick is still my favorite knockout I've ever seen. But we got Jambeard saying, I don't know who should win, but I feel like I would like to see Money in the Bank men be Cody, Edge, Ciampa, Balor, Sammy, Gunther, Sheamus, Nakamura, maybe have Cody win it. I disagree with having Cody win it, Denise, and here's why. Because Cody does need to be in a couple matches that maybe he doesn't win. And I think that's an easy one. And I think carrying around that briefcase is very dorky. Unless you're Brock Lesnar, you can pull it off. But I think it's like, it's not really.
He doesn't really need it. I think he's got more of like what can get him to the title picture is his actual star power versus, oh, I got this briefcase that Otis once held, and here I am trying to cash it in to become champion. Yeah, I agree. I don't think he should be the guy to win it. I would put him in something else instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have his journey be different.
Interesting. Follow-up says, shout out Denise because she's cool and keeps running Twitter every day. Indeed. Brian says, can you confirm what Meltzer said about Roman signing a new deal for less dates? If not, can you find out the rumor? The rumor is his contract expires next April. Nope. He has factored into WWE plans for the foreseeable future. We had reported on FightfulSelect.com that his comments on Saturday were about him not doing smaller live events. A lot of people look at Roman Reigns and they're like, well, he's wrestled 3 or 4 times on TV this year. He's wrestled over 30 times across dark matches and house shows and all that. He's on pace to wrestle over 100 times this year. And that's just based on the first 4 months. So he's been wrestling an awful lot. What did you think when you heard that, Denise?
Dude, immediately I thought he's not going to be leaving anytime soon. Like I'm like a month or 2 months that I know, right? Yeah. So when I saw that immediately, I just thought, damn, if he were to leave in 3 to 6 months, let's just throw a random month out there. If he were to leave that soon, hell, maybe even a year, it would be something where I feel that WWE would be hurt by that tremendously because they don't got anybody else near the level of Roman Reigns at all. And so to not have, you know, your stars, this kind of goes back to like, you know, building new stars, building all those people up so that you can have, if Roman Reigns leaves, you have somebody that you don't necessarily feel like, you know, everything's going downhill, that sort of thing. So that was my first thought. My first thought was, damn, that would suck for WWE, depending on the time frame and depending on where they are in terms of building stars. And then also, I thought Roman Reigns would absolutely kill it. And you can, I don't know, Sean, how you feel about this, but I legitimately think that John Cena could have left a lot earlier and been, he didn't have to stay in WWE for as long as he did. He could have left earlier and made like his millions in Hollywood even faster. Yep. So I'm assuming that maybe Roman Reigns would not want to be in a situation where he's there for so long that maybe you pass up on a couple of millions from Hollywood.
So easy plug for FightfulSelect.com there. I talked about that on the Backstage Report podcast today. It's our exclusive news podcast. They expected him to get some offers once the Hobbs and Shaw thing happened. However, WWE is paying people some real big money now. They're not getting paid off the live event houses anymore. They're getting big downside guarantees and additional bonuses with that. It's a new era in stuff like that. But
then when you see, Sean, when you see people like Dave Bautista, John Cena, sure, The Rock, and when you see that kind of success that they're having, how can you not want a little taste of that?
That is absolutely true. I will say, if I'm WWE, I have a lot more money to play with than I did when John Cena left, when Dave Bautista left, or when The Rock left. Because WWE has never had more money than they have now, regardless of ratings or anything like that. Nerd Guru says, chat for Kate. We love her and hope she's okay. She's all right. She's taking some time off today. I talked to her earlier. She's wonderful. Actually, she told me to tell you guys that her well-being would be on tier two of FightfulSelect.com. So I appreciate her for that. Joel Wood says, one thing I've enjoyed about Raw recently is there seems to be less filler. Everything seems to have a purpose behind it, even if the purpose isn't a good one sometimes. So as I got the rundown and posted it on FightfulSelect.com, there were 10 matches scheduled for tonight, Denise. I was very happy about that. I looked at that rundown and I was like, damn.
Did we get 10?
No, I think we got 8 or 9.
Okay.
But there was a lot less filler on this show. Now, I mean, you can say that you probably didn't care about plenty of what happened on the show, but it did seem like much less filler.
No, I actually thought today's show was pretty decent. I didn't think it was it wasn't half bad based on what they have actually put out. I thought it was pretty good. I thought I actually really enjoyed today's episode of Raw. There was a lot of new stuff too. And by new, I mean new for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Andrew says, don't feel bad. SRS DQs are very common in wrestling. How can you protect wrestlers if one gets pinned? It's the ultimate conundrum. Well, if you're serious, that's ridiculous. You just don't book the match. But if you're not, I get it. I said tonight, it's been 2 or 3 weeks since WWE's had a no contest or a DQ. They don't do that by accident. Hopefully it's a sign of things to change. Nope. We got 3 tonight, Denise. That is very annoying.
You think they heard you and they were like, no, Sean, no, we're going to do it today.
I mean, it's just
to spite you.
It's possible because I can tell you that, that they didn't have one of the finishes set as of yesterday. I had told you about that on the air. Rob Wilkins says, happy tonsils awareness month. Some people have been made acutely aware. Brendan says, they watched the Backlash post show and heard you mention the no DQ finishes. Oh,
you see, somebody else thought it too. Oh, I wasn't the only one who thought it.
Well, let's talk about the opening segment. We got RK-Bro and then the Street Profits. Oh my gosh. The Street Profits promo I thought was very good. I thought Angelo Dawkins killed it here. And like they were pissed off that RK-Bro did not mention them whatsoever when they got a match set up. RK-Bro having a bit of a braggadocious time after they lost. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But then they had a killer match, as is tradition with these two. But this one was just amazing. RK-Bro, like the decision to keep them together has been a great one.
I love the opening of Raw. I thought that they really, there was two things that I think they really nailed, especially because it was back to back. They did a really good job today at the top of the show of setting up a segment that wasn't so boring where everything gets drawn out and then leading into a match that was actually good. We got two of that. We got a few of that today at the top of Raw. But with RK-Bro, I mean, we can sit here and really talk about how, you know, their pairing of RK-Bro has honestly been really good. And it's now, the evolution, I guess you can say, of RK-Bro has been a lot better. You have been seeing those changes. Somebody on Twitter mentioned to me how, you know, Matt Riddle's his promos, they aren't so airheady anymore. Before they were a little bit airheady to the point where sometimes I didn't really think that all the jokes were funny. And now they're kind of giving him lines where he kind of is a little bit more clever versus like, I'm Patrick from SpongeBob and this and that. Now he's actually coming up with some good stuff. So there was this whole little interaction that to me really got over. And it was when Montez Ford was saying that they want the Raw tag team titles and they want the smoke. And then Matt Riddle was like, so you want the smoke? Let me tell you something. RK-Bro 420 says we just smoked your ass. Loved it. Immediately popped for that. I really hope that they start marketing that. I mean, I don't know if they will. Would they, Sean, market something
like
that?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
They said it on the air.
Which is funny because when I broke that story about WWE, they test for marijuana, but they just don't find people for it anymore, right? But I had one of the officials that I talked to, the higher up, said, well, we're not going to make in cannabis incense anytime soon. 3 days after I got that quote, they had an RK Bro 420 smoking Cobra or smoking Viper shirt that was like very heavily.
Oh, they had it? I didn't see it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They certainly did. I mean, they should. Why not? Good for them.
I mean, they should market it. And then when they come to California, they'll sell a bunch of those.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they will sell a bunch of those. But the match was unbelievably good. Not even unbelievably good. RK-Bro is incredible. Street Profits are incredible. They have been killing it. I'm ready to see some more tag teams. And how about this, Denise? Listen, I want to see RK-Bro against Edge and Damian Priest. I want to see RK-Bro against AJ Styles and Finn Balor. I want to see those like so badly now. And we'll talk about that. I mean, hell, we can jump right into it now because it's the Judgment Day promo.
Oh, but we got to talk really quickly about that finish though for that tag team match with Ford doing the frog splash and almost finishing the entire thing, but getting found into an RKO by Matt Riddle. I loved it. I just want to say that match was really good. And the finish was great.
That was incredible. I love it. When Riddle hits the RKO, it's, like, I'm not going to say it's better than Randy. It's just so different. It's his own RKO. He goes, like, heels to the ceiling when he does it. Randy is a little more, like, parallel and all that. But, yeah, it's a good time. I always like seeing that. Judgment Day promo. I posted a little teaser on Twitter, Denise, about, like, with Edge with short hair. Somebody messaged me today, and they're like, Edge has the same haircut as Rhea. I was like, what? No. They did. And it looked good.
Damian Priest has the top portion the same, but his like mullet from the back is a lot longer. So they all at least have the same part that's like pretty much the same from the front. I think everybody noticed that very quickly.
Yeah, I thought it looked good though. I thought it looked a lot better than his last short hair that he had.
It makes his hair look a little bit more like, has more volume. The volume is there. You know, when you cut your hair short, all of a sudden it gets like extra poofy.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Yeah.
So I had a lot of people sending me The Rock. Somebody got a haircut clip today. I loved it. This promo was to introduce Rhea Ripley into Judgment Day. And she used that to say that was the reason she turned on Liv Morgan. How did you feel like she did in this promo, which I thought, again, went for that low-hanging fruit a little too much with the Edge stuff, like, oh, you're all ugly.
Dude, Edge was wilding tonight. He was, like, telling everybody, you're ugly, you keyboard warriors. This town is... He was checking every single box in, like, your, you know, heel heat 101. He was going off all crazy. But I will tell you this. I love this. I loved everything. I didn't... This was the first Edge promo in a while where I legitimately was paying attention. And even though he was out there just, you know, basically doing... He wasn't saying anything different that, you know, we haven't heard. Telling the people that they're ugly, but it was still funny. And then on top of that, in regards to Rhea Ripley, that was one of the things that I mentioned on yesterday's show was, you know, her promo work hasn't necessarily been A++, right? We know that. But I think today she went in there, she got all her lines in. She didn't have any moment of hesitation, any moment of stuttering. She said everything flawlessly. So I got to say, I think Rhea looked very comfortable out there in this new role. I think this role probably, and I'm not speaking for her, but to me, it feels like she might feel a little bit more comfortable in this scenario and in this persona that she's now given to, you know, basically, because you saw that in her delivery. I thought her delivery was perfectly fine. And so that only screams to me that she's a little bit more comfortable. And I don't know, Sean, maybe it helps going out there cutting promos when you're there with other people and it's just not you by yourself staring at a camera, got to say the words.
Yeah, I want Edge to help raise their promo ability, not like lower it to county fair level stuff. I thought Damian Priest did good tonight too, but... We had Liv Morgan come out and
bless her heart
came out and was like, I don't give a heck about Judgment Day, whatever. And I was fearful that this would go like 2 minutes. But Kai says the best things come in threes. Very clever. Nerd Drew says, I thought for sure we'd get Bull Live Club. No, they were in no rush to help her.
That was savage.
That was very savage. But I thought the in-ring match that Liv and Rhea had, it went about 6 minutes. I'm okay with them having a six-minute match. Some fights last 6 minutes. I just didn't want it to get like the two-minute thing after they had a run. They were competing at WrestleMania together and all that stuff.
All right, so I would have completely rewired this totally differently, and I'll tell you why. I don't like that we got Rhea versus Liv Morgan today, and I'm going to say why. So during this promo, Rhea Ripley addresses Liv Morgan, and so they go out there and they have this match, and it's essentially, you know, Liv Morgan gets a couple of spots in there. She gets a couple of kicks, hits an enziguri. That's pretty much all that I recall her doing in this match. Other than that, it was Rhea Ripley literally just beating the crap out of her. So this match was to make Rhea Ripley look good because, you know, she's part now of Judgment Day and this and that. She's got the new look and this and that. But here's the thing. Why completely lower Liv Morgan to such a tier below Rhea Ripley when instead they could have had Rhea Ripley, you know, beat some another girl that's maybe they could have brought in a jobber. They could have brought in an enhancement talent. They could have brought in somebody that was a couple tiers down. That way they can actually take time to build up to Rhea Ripley versus Liv Morgan, where Liv Morgan still feels credible enough to face Rhea Ripley. And I don't think they should have done this match today because Liv Morgan earned her stripes. She earned her stripes in that feud with Becky Lynch. And so given the fact that she's gone toe-to-toe with Becky Lynch, it made her credible to head into a better suited feud between her and Rhea Ripley. I think they could have not had the match here tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think they could have, well, as I was saying, they could have had the match last night. They could have just had the match last night before she joined Judgment Day, but I do think it made sense to have it after she joined Judgment Day as well, because that was the catalyst for her splitting. I thought the match was good. There was the beatdown afterwards.
I feel so bad for Liv Morgan because, first of all, nobody came to her aid. And I thought, okay, this is just how this thing is going to end. But then when Finn Balor comes out, I'm like, really? They're already done beating her up. And so I'm thinking, like, maybe he's going to do a late run-in. I don't know. No, he comes out chilling like he's at a day at the park. Music, walking. Doesn't even care that this poor innocent girl was just practically 3-on-1 there. Like, this was terrible. I felt so bad for Liv.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. So we got the energy of Jeff Hardy saving Matt Hardy here as AJ and
I think
Finn.
This one was worse, though. This one was worse.
This one was worse.
Rhea was literally beating the crap out of her, and she was there with two guys who, if let's say Liv Morgan just happened to get one in on Rhea Ripley, nah, those two guys were there. This was essentially a 3-on-1 attack, even though it was just one person essentially being physical with her, and nobody cared to do anything. He could have hit his music, and it could have caused a distraction. They could have been like, oh, Finn Balor's coming out. Stop the attack. No, they didn't do that. It was sad. It's like if Liv didn't matter. That's just so mean.
Yeah. He had no urgency to help whatsoever. None. It was comical, though. It was at least
a
little funny.
It was sad.
I thought it was funny as hell. I did. Sorry, Liv. I thought it was funny. So this leads to the Finn Balor, Damian Priest match, and we got it. We got our DQ. Edge runs in, stops it. We've seen this match reach its culmination before. Of the DQs tonight, I was like, all right, they're leading to Bullet Club versus Judgment Day. So, okay, I get it. There is a reason for this. It's just, if you're real creative, you think of a way to do this without doing a DQ, or you book something that doesn't make you have to just waste a few minutes in the ring. It's not one of the worst DQs I've ever seen, but still, I don't need it. I don't need a DQ. You can think of something else. How'd you feel?
I'm kind of with you in the sense that because you know where it's leading, you tolerate a little bit more. But I will tell you that I just wasn't interested in this match necessarily because we've seen it before a couple of times. And so I didn't really care for what I was seeing because, again, I've seen it. And I didn't feel like they did anything different during this match that I hadn't already seen.
Yeah. So this match ends, and they're very clearly building to this Bullet Club Judgment Day thing. Bullet Club 7.0. RH says, will Denise now admit that Rhea was right about Nikki?
Dude, they were both messed up. I'm sorry, but they both got issues.
They do. They both have their problems. Sean Garner says, is Liv Morgan joining Bullet Club? I mean, it wouldn't shock me to see a six-person.
I wouldn't after today, Sean.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't have her back. What does she have going for her there?
She's going to start her own goth stable at this point.
Dude, come on. Think about it. Like, what? Like, you guys could have helped me out. You could have had my back and you did it. Why would I want to be part of your stable?
Oh, man. Jesus Christ. So Shane Haas says, Sean, any chance in the future you see WWE putting Cody with AJ and Finn when or if he faces Roman in the bloodline? Yeah, and I mean, Cody has that background as well, that Bullet Club background. So yeah, I think they could end up doing that. Like, sure, why not?
I'm just so happy for AJ and Finn. This finally feels like a positive direction for the both of them. You know, we talked about the fact that I feel like they're not, with Finn Balor, it's been really down the shitter the last couple of months for him. Yeah. Let's just be real. It's been really bad. For AJ Styles, it just hasn't been at a phenomenal level per se, but they just need to include them in bigger storylines for AJ Styles and just give something that's decent for Finn Balor at this point.
We've got some more super chats, Humper Chats. Get them in, my friends. Jambeard says, today at work, I showed a buddy who is a non-wrestling fan the video of Denise trying to find out what a step host was.
No.
He died laughing.
No.
Oh, Sean, God.
I have a question.
Okay.
If you are, let's say somebody that doesn't know you, right? Like somebody doesn't know you and they find out like, oh, you're a wrestling fan and they're a wrestling fan. Do you tell people like what you do for a living or do you just kind of chill, you know?
No, never.
Had something similar like that happen to me at the gym today. Well, I walked in and the guy that knows me already, because I always check in, he goes like, oh, Denise is back. And I was like, oh, hey. And I was wearing my NWO shirt to work out, but I had it zipped up because I had a sweater. And he's like, oh, you're a wrestling fan? He's like, you're a WWE fan?
Five members of the NWO now.
He was like, you're a WWE fan. And I was like, fuck. I was like, damn it, this is embarrassing. I looked up and I was like, yeah. He's like, yo. He's like, hey, you know WrestleMania's coming next year. He's like, I'm trying to save my money. And I was like, wow, people actually know WrestleMania's coming next year. But I didn't tell him like what my job was or anything because I was too embarrassed.
I mean, I'm not embarrassed of my job because I'm
no,
really...
I'm not embarrassed of my job, but I sound a little geeky.
I mean, like, sometimes there will be people that will, like, they'll come. Okay, so this one was wild. I had a bed delivered to my house. And I opened up the door, and he goes, hey, you're the guy. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, the wrestling guy. And I was like, that's weird. And he goes, man, that guy with the face paint is crazy. And I was like, who's he talking about? And then I realized he was talking about Danhausen.
Oh my God, because you look like Danhausen,
no,
Sean.
No, he was talking. No. Because well, I've done
think
like.
You look
10,
like Danhausen if I you were don't. To put the face paint on.
Because I've done like 10 interviews with Danhausen, but he said, hey, it's you. You're the wrestling guy because he didn't know my name. He had just seen me standing next to some wrestlers at some point, specifically Danhausen.
Sean, I'm sorry, but if you were to put the face paint on like Danhausen, honestly, it would take me a second to see which one was the real Danhausen and which one was not the real Danhausen. There was a picture of Danhausen that popped up on my freaking Twitter, and I legitimately for a second was like, is that Sean in makeup?
I mean, Danhausen has pictures of him without the face paint on.
Yeah,
as
but
his
I'm
pin.
Saying with the face paint, though.
He looks more like Frank the Clown without the paint than
Me. I'm saying with the face paint. If you both had the same face paint on at the exact same time and you told me which one's the real Danhausen, I'd be like, it'd take me a second.
JWR says, just watch Doctor Strange 2. Now I get to listen to you two talk about Raw. It's better this way. Hollywood Denise, shoosh. Gorilla Press says, your SRS merch online at Fightful. You can, shop.fightful.com. But you know what? That's not all we can tell you to get. You can get that wonderful Athletic Greens, that AG1, over at athleticgreens.com/Fightful. There's so many stressors in life. It's difficult to maintain effective nutritional habits and give your bodies the nutrients it needs to thrive. You hear Denise talking about going to the gym. You know what? You want that natural energy? Athletic Greens 1. One scoop of AG1 has 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more in one convenient daily serving. The special blend of high quality bioavailable ingredients in a scoop of AG1 work together to fill those nutritional gaps in your diet. Not just that, it helps you with energy, focus, gut health, digestion, and a healthy immune system. It replaces all those products and pills with one healthy drink. You take one scoop a day and you're good to go. You want to drink your multivitamin. It absorbs so much better. And the good thing about athleticgreens.com/Fightful, they have changed their formula 53 times over the last decade. Almost once every couple of months, they're changing this to make it better for you, to work better. And athleticgreens.com/Fightful gives you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase at athleticgreens.com/Fightful. I take this stuff on the road with me. I'm going to have my travel packs nonstop between June and July. It's going to be a very, very busy summer for Fightful. And athleticgreens.com/Fightful will be there with us. Check them out, my friends. Hit them up at Athletic Greens on Twitter.
I measured my arms. I have 11-inch pythons.
Wow.
I'm working on my arms now. So
how big do you want them to be?
No, I don't want them big. I want them to shrink. I want to have like shrink my arms.
You want to tone them, basically.
Yeah. Like I don't want muscles. Like, it's not for me. I don't want muscles. I want like a very, I want a little skinny arm.
Wow.
I can't do it. Like, I just can't.
Okay.
But I measured them, 11-inch pythons.
Sky Cinch says, Alley Cat said that 420 line when Bussy teamed with Grim Reefer on GCW recently. I love Grim Reefer.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I am Luchas, about 30 minutes behind, had to pop in and show amor to LA Fightful Familia. SRS to Espanol, este más o menos, mi hermano. Saludos a Hollywood Saltado.
I can't.
I did great, didn't I?
I don't know what it is. You sound like, I don't know, you sound like if you would have learned to speak Spanish in Kentucky in some like random barnyard.
Like, well, Denise, it's because I learned to speak Spanish in Kentucky in a random barnyard. That's why.
Yeah, that's exactly what I feel like in regards to that. Remember when you said you were on that farmer's class?
Farmer's class?
Remember you had that farming class where they teach you how to be a farmer?
Oh, yeah, yeah. FFA, Intro to Agriculture. Yeah, Future Farmers of
America. I was wondering about that. They actually took you out to the farm. Did you, like, work any tractors and stuff like that?
No, nothing like that. It's a program. I mean, I don't know if it's in urban areas too, but they have it out here. It's big out here because it's a rural area. But they'll teach you like different aspects of agriculture. Like,
they don't milk cows or anything.
There are elements of it where you probably end up doing that. Yeah, I didn't make it that far. I was in it for like 2 years or two semesters, I think, maybe. So I never got that far. You had to learn like the terminology. Like,
I pictured you outside in some little overalls getting corn and going out there and milking the cow.
It wasn't for me. I guess I just did it to do it, just to learn about it. But no, you learn like the terminology and all that stuff, like the different kind of cows and all that, which I can't remember anymore. But
there's different kinds of cows.
Yeah, like heifers, Holsteins, Charolais, stuff like that. Yeah.
You learn.
And you know what comes from cows, Denise?
What?
Leather.
Oh yeah.
Leather.
Sorry, I thought you were gonna say milk. Milk I milked too. A cow once.
Oh God. We're not gonna hate the leather. We're gonna make it.
Jesus.
Amazing. Danny says, I have a question. WWE has too many rematches. It's annoying. If someone like MJF or somebody from AEW goes to WWE, do you think they would demand to have fewer matches or rematches at least? I doubt it because we're about to get Cody versus Seth Rollins 3. So I highly doubt it. But Cody's program has been a lot better, though. It's been a lot more satisfying creatively. Jambeard says, okay, great. Now I got Denise looking at Sean and Danhausen at the same time, like the meme of Krusty and Homer dressed as Krusty the Clown in my head. Hey, Danhausen's going to be in Lexington this September. I'm hopefully going to talk to him. Hopefully going to Jesus golf with him. That would be cool.
You're still doing that?
Oh, yeah. They run wrestling at Jesus golf now.
Oh, my God.
Tatanka was there.
Oh, my God.
Tatanka and Cameron and Lady Frost. Alex Zane was there. Cowboy James Storm was there.
This feels like another universe to me. I could never. Hey, when am I going to get my invite?
Sorry, about your damn rapture. What?
When am I going to get my invite to Kentucky, Sean?
You can come to Kentucky whenever you want.
I'm just going to pop in. I'm going to be like, hey, guys, what's up?
You gonna talk like that the whole time? We're not eating leather.
No, because then people are gonna be like, who's that Mexican girl? We don't like her.
I mean,
I don't know. Is it safe for me?
Like, there's a huge Mexican population.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure. I don't want to pop in and be like, oops, I gotta go.
My gosh. Alex says, what are your guys' predictions for Money in the Bank winners this year? I'd say KO for men and Bayley for the women. I think Bayley for the women works really, really well. And for the men, I think they need to go with a heel there.
Are we talking about Money in the Bank predictions?
Yeah.
Well, is Bayley going to be back by then?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, because they've already had Asuka win it. I feel like she could be somebody there. If it was Bayley, I think Bayley, this would be the perfect way to get Bayley back into, you know, the groove of things. As for the guys, I legitimately don't know who I would give it to.
Interesting. I don't want it to be Cody. I think Seth Rollins? That actually might be good. After he loses all these matches against Cody, he can win a qualifier or just get thrown into the match because it's WWE. And that's how he cuts the line. And then Cody's like in line for a title shot after that. But Seth's like, I'm just going to mess with you. I'm going to cash in just like I did at WrestleMania and screw you over.
No,
I think that's some good stuff.
I know
stuff.
Who it's going to be. You're not going to like it.
Tatanka.
No, it's going to be Omaz.
Oh, no.
I can see him doing it. What else is he going to do?
Not this. Not like this.
They're probably going to do the whole, like, he's so tall, he don't even need a ladder type of deal. Ugh.
Chuck Vick says, enjoyed Raw for the most part. Sean doesn't look like Dane has him without makeup. He looks like Sullivan Bo Brown with a haircut. Have a good one.
Okay, you look like Danhausen if you were to put the makeup on. Trust me.
Volob says, Denise, did you know Tatanka means buffalo? I did.
No, I didn't, actually. I learned two things right now in like the span of 20 minutes. There's different types of cows, and now I know that. It's great.
David Jackson says, hey, SRS and Denise, it's my birthday soon. Want to get this in before you all end the stream. Thanks for everything you all do. My 75 hard is over, but I say 365 hard with Blue Chew. Buddy, were you on the Fightful Twitter account yesterday? What is going on with you? But happy birthday, my friend. We appreciate you, and we hope you have a good birthday. It's now 10 minutes away, but happy birthday. We hope you have a good one.
Happy birthday, fellow Taurus.
Straight Edge said, did you guys think Bullet Club Judgment Day is inside Hell in a Cell? I think that would be good. I would love to see them have that tag match in Hell in a Cell.
Hey, Sean, speaking of birthdays, next week, this post show needs to be my birthday post show.
Okay, we'll do that.
Just throwing it out there.
When's your birthday?
You don't know my birthday?
I mean, it's May 18th. Sure.
Yeah, because you checked my Twitter account. Thanks.
Between then and now? We're not eating leather, Denise.
I'm just saying, can we come in like in party hats or something?
Yeah, for sure. We'll throw a party next week. Is a party show for Denise's birthday. So yeah. Everybody come dressed in your finest clothes and your party hats.
Exactly.
Right. Ryan Martin says, this is the Judgment Day appreciation post. Blah, 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 post. I love this faction. Seeing Rhea and Damian standing side by side with Edge on that stage tonight. They look so badass as a unit. And I love every second of it. I mean, the promos aren't hitting for me, but they're hitting for me. I love these three together, and I think it can be very special, and I think it will be. A lot more special than the VIP lounge with Omos, but Cedric Alexander popping up is good. He is just, he's that guy. He won't let the Hurt Business go. He will not let it go. And he's like, new Hurt Business. Let's go, man. Me and Omos. Let's do the damn thing.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
I thought this made sense. Like, to the bitter end, he was trying to make Hurt Business a thing. Bobby Lashley comes up there and beats that ass. And he's like, no. I'm going to do this. I'm going to prove it to MVP and Omos, even though they want nothing to do with him. I like this. I mean, his career height was Hurt Business. So why would he not try to attach himself to that?
I get you. I just don't care. I feel like they've done it too many times where they like plug him into this picture, plug him out, plug him in, plug him out. I'm sorry. Like, I have zero interest in everything that they're doing right now with Omos, Bobby Lashley, everything. Everything surrounding. So I don't care if they put Cedric in or take him out. Makes no difference.
Dan Beard says Denise's birthday cake needs to be a leather belt.
Have some leather.
Oh, man. Oh, geez.
Man, I'm so hungry from my diet, I'd probably eat the leather.
Michael Branson says, just watch yesterday's show and step host, why?
What did I do yesterday? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So Lashley versus Omos in a steel cage next week.
Do you care?
Okay, listen. Lashley has one of the coolest cage match moments ever.
Okay.
And that was the Umaga spot. You know the one I'm talking about?
I recall.
Umaga was standing on the outside, and Lashley just jumps into the cage, and it knocks the cage thing down. That was like 15 years ago. He ain't the same Lashley. He's still very good, but I don't want to see him carrying Omos in there. I just don't think it'll be good. I think it'll be reminiscent of like a 1990 WWF steel cage match.
I hope that the only way I'm going to be interested in this is, no, I'm not. I can't even think of anything. They're going to have to really make it worth my time.
Oh, man.
I didn't even write down notes for that segment.
Yeah,
I literally wrote down notes for everything except that. I got nothing.
Veer won a squash match. The guy looked like Wardlow. You posted a pervy tweet. What did you think about this? Because here's what I thought about it. The same thing I thought about it last week and the week before that and the week before that and the week before that. It's the same shit.
Exactly. That's why I made a joke. Look, Sean, by the way, am I going to have like a social media meeting? Denise, behave well on social media?
No, I don't give a shit what you do on social media. I really don't. I don't care. I don't care. Put
me on blast.
As long as the people that work with us aren't posting something that is hurtful, unless somebody said something horrible to them first, because I'll absolutely dunk on people that say shit to me first. But I don't care what you post. I don't care.
Okay, so I can keep posting my bad jokes. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Well, I was afraid. I was like, oh my God, I got in trouble. I got called out here on Twitter for misrepresenting the company as non-professional.
Absolutely not. We are... Listen, anybody who's going to dislike us or you has already chosen that before you posted a tweet like that.
That's true. My joke was funny, though. It was a good joke.
It was very funny. It was funny.
Yeah. Michael Keese, my Twitter is definitely worth a follow. Cheap plug.
It's a good one. Michael Keese.
Oh, thanks. It's a good one. Thanks. Way to go and like, wow. Go read
Michael Keyes says, been working a lot lately, so I've missed streams. Hope you guys are well. If not, I hope someone rubs your thighs. I hear that's a thing now. Bonk. I might tell that full story on Listing Your Boy this week. Like maybe once Jimmy was told how it went down, he was concerned at first, but then he heard what happened and he was like, oh, well, that sucks, but it's funny. So maybe I'll tell it on Listing Your Boy this week. MDRA says, sorry if I missed this, but they say the title stays unified. Money in the Bank winner goes to Mania. What does that mean for the Rumble winner? I think that's just a misspeak. I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit more. I don't think that it has any bearing at all on Royal Rumble.
It'd be weird.
Yeah. Why the hell are these Lacey videos on Raw? So we haven't heard you talk about them yet here because we've got them on SmackDown. And on SmackDown, it seemed like they were trying to make her go heel with it because they were like, oh, give her the proper respect. Raphael says, sitting in the super chat to say the Lacey promo was absolute caca de perro. Caca!
Bro, your R, Sean.
Whatever. This... Okay, the first week I listened to it, I go, you know what? That's good. That's emotional. I don't need it 5 weeks. And this time they're like, hey guys, just so you all know, Lacey's father's abused her. Here are several pictures of him, the guy that abused her. By the way, he's dead. So what the hell?
Okay, so there was a couple of them that I thought were good. I was like, okay, this is inspiring. She's been through a lot of hell, and you know, she's been through hell and back, right? You can't, like, when you hear somebody tell a story like that, like, you can't root against them, okay? And then, like you mentioned, this past week on Friday, they made it a very heel thing by saying, by having the ring announcer say that Lacey Evans wants you to cheer for her and show her the proper respect. So that basically told me, like, hey, maybe she's not supposed to be the baby face that we thought she was going to be, right? Because it was, for the most part, like, baby face stuff. You know, she's talking about her hard life, etc. And so kind of seeing the fact that they went this direction in terms of like the introduction, it makes me wonder what's really going down with Lacey Evans. And then when she popped up today, I went to the website and I thought, man, I review this show every week. Is she all of a sudden in Raw? Did I miss some news? I thought I missed something where like somebody was just like randomly swapped into another brand or something. And nope, it still says SmackDown. And I don't know why we're getting these on Raw, but I don't feel like we should be getting them on both shows.
It's very strange that they're like, here's a survivor of abuse. You should boo her. Shit,
that's
man.
What I'm saying. You can't boo that.
But they have her come out. And they had that weird thing with, what's her name? Samantha Irvine or whatever?
Irvine, yeah.
They're like, it is truly amazing what Lacey has overcome. It was so awkward on SmackDown. They're like, she wants you to make sure that you show her the proper respect. So please stand. And people did it.
But Sean, they can't do that. Okay. Listen, Denise, I get it. If they would have done, you know, 1 week of this, 2 weeks of this, I think it would have been fine. Like, I get it. They're trying to transform her character. I was not against this. But once they kept doing it so much, that's when they went too far.
God.
I can't boo her.
This is getting iffy. This is getting real iffy.
But now, I think the problem is, and I feel like the way that I want to say it, it's like, it's almost like they're parading her misfortunes, you know, like parading them.
Yeah. Speaking of misfortunes, the 24/7 situation with the divorce, Akira Tozawa does not want a divorce. And he just takes off with the papers. And now that's the gimmick. He doesn't want a divorce to happen with Reggie and Dana.
I didn't even pay attention to this. I'm boycotting the 24/7 title picture. I'm done, Sean.
I think
it
could lead to some entertaining stuff, but
no, I'm done after that wedding. I told you, look it. Hey, didn't I make that?
Listen, no, Rob Wilkins, but listen, Denise.
Oh, I thought I made
I'm
that.
I'm going to give you a secret. The reason that looks like Danhausen is because that's Danhausen's face. So that's why it looks like.
No, I made one. I made a version of my own. I recall
guys,
this.
Please leave a thumbs up. Get your super chats, your humper chats in. We still got plenty to talk about on this show. Alex Diaz says, Sean, once Denise goes off to Hollywood like Roman, will you redo her contract works for fewer dates and these Raw post shows? When she goes off to Hollywood, she barely is on the post-pay-per-view shows anymore. She wasn't on post-Raw last week.
So, Sean...
She just got a raise.
Hold on. So the day that you gave me, I don't want to tell you. I might as well tell you on the air because I know you won't yell at me in front of everybody.
When do I yell at you ever? Never.
You're a little scary. Just kidding. I don't want people to believe that. No, but I'm like, I feel a little bit more comfortable telling you on the air that there's 2 days that I'm not going to be here. And I didn't want to tell you because the day that I found out was the same day you gave me my raise. And I didn't want to tell you I was going to be missing 2 days on the same day that I got my raise. But now that a few days have gone by, I can tell you that there's going to be 2 shows that I'm not going to be here on.
What are those?
The day after Forbidden Door. And sure. For Raw, because I'm going to be on a plane because that was the cheapest flight I can get. So I legitimately have a real reason. And then I won't be here for Thanksgiving Survivor Series because I'm going on vacation.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
I mean, I literally got a message that was like, do you want to go on vacation or do you want to watch Survivor Series? I kid you not. And I said, I want to go on vacation.
Part-time in Denise. Pile driver finishers. How many awesome. More, Denise? You're over the limit. And that was before everything. Sonya Deville is backstage. Adam Pearce has her booked in a match. She's like, who am I facing? Who am I facing? Yeah, it doesn't matter who I'm facing. Adam Pearce is like, all right. Well, it's Alexa Bliss, as reported by FightfulSelect.com this evening. We had also reported that she hit the bricks a couple months ago, 3 months ago now, after Elimination Chamber because they didn't have anything creative for her. They brought her back. They got her theme song back. she is back to normal a lot more. She's got Lily because they sell those dolls a lot. So why are they getting rid of it? And Alexa Bliss squashed Sonya, which she should have, because Sonya, quite literally, her gimmick is that she's a jobber. That's it. She's a jobber. And that's okay, because she's got to have some sort of motivation, some sort of turning point. I got no problem with Alexa Bliss jobbing her out in this context, Denise. What do you think of Alexa being back and the decision for the quick win?
So I think the quick win was definitely the way to go. I feel like the way that they have been portraying Sonya as a competitor, it's not the same way that she was being portrayed before that SummerSlam match. Like, lately she's been kind of portrayed as somebody that, you know, she hasn't been wrestling. She's a little rusty, et cetera. She just cares too much about the power and the role. So I did think that the quick victory was perfectly fine. I liked how afterwards Sonya was like having a meltdown, because not only did she lose, but she also got fired, right? Like, she got fired. So I liked that. I thought that was all good. I was very happy to see Alexa Bliss back. I'm thinking that she's just going to come out and have the doll, but I don't think she's going to be doing any more of that like magic type of stuff. I think she'll just come out and be like that girl with the doll. Because they have masks too of Lily too. When I went to Axis, they had a whole Lily section.
Yeah.
I kid you not, a whole Lily section. It was there.
That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Gorilla Press says, Alexa Bliss has returned. What's up, Sean? What's up, Denise? Good to see you too. A shame that ending was lackluster, but Alexa's back and Sonya, a full-time sports entertainer again. Hashtag FTF. So Sonya gets fired as an official. I think it was time, because if she had really done all that stuff, she would have been fired. There was no reason to keep her on there. I would like to see some female influence in the authority position, because I liked that balance that they had with Sonya Deville. I don't think it should just be Adam Pearce, but I think it's time for Sonya to do this, and you can use this as the catalyst, as now she can focus on just being a superstar, and now she's a more formidable opponent.
Who would they have in that female spot? Would they bring back Paige?
Paige, I think, would be great. I mean, Paige's deal was originally up fairly soon, but I think she would be great. I think there's a lot of people they could kind of bring in. I mean, they could bring in somebody from the past. Like, there's plenty of people that they could bring in and do something like that. But, I mean, there's Adam Pearce.
There's someone on NXT, and I forget her name. Sorry. She's one of the new girls, and her character, she's going to be in the NXT Breakout Tournament. Her character is literally that she was, like, in the corporate world.
Huh.
Oh, my gosh, I'm forgetting her name. But that would be, like, if they were just going to plug somebody in to do something like that, I don't know. That's an idea.
I do feel like they should use somebody who is like kind of established in that sense. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, the reason they have Adam Pearce doing it is because he's a producer. I don't think Molly Holly fits in that role. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's a little too nice.
They would have to protect her. None of this goofy stuff. If she was going to come out and do like a very, like, I'm just going to like, I'm, if her gimmick was she's literally the fair one, then yeah it would work. But if not, it's not going to work.
Maybe Drew Gulak could settle into that role too. If they've got him doing a lot of mic stuff, but they had him wrestle this week as well. I just hope they add somebody. I think that would be really good. My God, Wade Barrett would be really good for that too. Like, cause he's doing the commentary on NXT, but you never know, I guess. That would be kind of fun though. But let us know what you guys think. Send us some super chats. Send us some humper chats. Kevin Owens is backstage with Alpha Academy. And Gable called in his favors from like DNA labs and stuff to get results on Ezekiel. And Kevin Owens is so happy about it, but he says that he's got his brother Ken Owens to take on Ezekiel tonight. Ken Owens comes out, and it's very clearly Kevin Owens with a terrible wig, and he has painted his beard gray. And he's talking to Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is pretending like he believes that it's Ken Owens, to the point to where Kevin Owens reveals himself. Ezekiel acts shocked. He goes, "You're Kevin?" Like that. Denise, I love this shit. I think this is high comedy. Ezekiel acting shocked at Ken Owens. I'm here for it all day. I do not give a damn. It's so stupid, but it's the right kind of stupid. I didn't know Elias could pull off the comedy stuff like this. Well, it's not Elias, it's Ezekiel. Sorry.
I didn't know that either, but I think this only is working because it's Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens is really good at this type of stuff. He's like Sami Zayn. They both have that thing, that personality portion of themselves that they could be in these comedic situations and not have it look like terrible for them. Like, they ain't coming off like the 24/7 title picture, okay? It's working for them. And even though Kevin Owens, who just came off of this feud with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and on paper you're like, this guy wrestled Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then here he is feuding with Ezekiel. That's a massive step down. Like, I would be bummed out, but he's making it work. So this is, for the most part, it's harmless. It's entertaining. I don't have anything to say about this other than I liked it. And I do like him coming out with the gray big old wig and then working himself afterwards too. That was good as well. Bless Ezekiel. You know what? This could have been literally a career ender, and he too is making it work.
Yeah, they're making it work. They're doing the best they can. They are killing it. We've got them all attacking Ezekiel afterwards. What's up?
There was somebody on Twitter that said to me that they would have liked if Ken Owens came out talking French.
Oh, that would have been good.
Right? When he said that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He speaks French. That would have been funny. That would have been extra touch.
We've got Mustafa Ali versus Ciampa. So Miz came out. He did a little Sasha Banks thing, but
that was funny.
Miz is the special guest ref. I'll tell you where I had a problem with this. First off, when I see Ali versus Ciampa, I want to see a really good match. This was the smoke and mirrors stuff. They're not burying Mustafa Ali by having him lose, because he should lose. He's facing a former NXT champion, and he's got The Miz working against him as a special guest referee. Here's where they're burying him. They are producing this match to make it seem like Ali shouldn't expect Miz to do this. Like, when Miz isn't counting the three on time, or he's getting in the way, Ali's like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? What do you expect? What would his character expect? You're making his character look stupid. That's how you're essentially burying the character, or messing with the character, if you don't want to use that term. You're making him look inept within the context of the story. And I'll tell you what people don't like to cheer. Stupid people. At least preventively stupid people. And that is preventably stupid. And this advanced the Miz Ali storyline. But when I saw this listed on the rundown, I was like, oh, cool, this match. I was super pumped for it. And I was like, it's going to be smoke and mirrors. You have to advance a story. This is more sports entertainment than wrestling, obviously. This didn't do it for me. RH said using Ciampa as a match prop unnerved me.
Exactly, because the main focus in this was The Miz as a referee. And oh my God, he's counting so slow. And oh my God, now he's counting like this. So the focus wasn't the match itself. It was Miz as a referee.
Yeah, and that's really all I can add to that is, I wish I could see the match unimpeded, but we couldn't.
I'm sure we will down the line in a rematch.
Yeah. We got Sasha Banks and Naomi against Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop. I completely loathe the first week that a team is together. You put them against the tag champs. Now, if you're beating them to serve a bigger story, like KE775 says, do you think we're seeing the end of Nikki's superhero going back into crazy Nikki? I think we're just seeing the end of the superhero, but I don't know about going back into crazy Nikki. The match was fine, but like, what are you going to do to get Nikki and Doudrop back there? Because this is a new team. You should have them win some matches or something. Maybe that will start in the future. But at the very least, I wouldn't have had them against the champs immediately, because then if they do get to the title match, well, we've seen this already.
Are they an actual team? When did this happen?
Last week.
I didn't watch last week.
Okay, Doudrop walked up to Nikki after she lost, and she said, you done playing around? You ready to get serious? And Nikki said, yeah, I am. And then they lost tonight.
Well, having that backstory definitely helps.
Happy birthday,
ready
Doudrop.
To get serious. Oh, it's her birthday?
It was her birthday this weekend. She is legitimately like the sweetest human being ever. But happy birthday. Lots of women's matches and segments on the show. But I mean, the booking of it is still bad because, like I said, so say Nikki and Doudrop make it to wherever they're going to make it to. Well, we've already seen this match. Okay, that's a bummer.
Yeah. I'm happy to see Doudrop back. It's been a while since we'd seen her. What, like 2 months since we actually seen her on Raw?
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute for that. Happy to see her back. And I like the finisher from Sasha Naomi. I forget what they call it, but I liked it. That was good. I like the fact that they actually gave them a win. They haven't really, I think, done enough with Sasha and Naomi as a tag team. I feel like given that they're champions, I think they can add just a little bit more to their presentation. Yeah. And I would like to see that. I was happy that they got this win. To be honest, I don't care about Doudrop and Nikki being a team. I care more about Sasha and Naomi being a team because that to me is a real team. I don't see Doudrop and Nikki as a real team. I'm sorry.
We last saw Doudrop getting beaten by Bianca Belair. Get this. 8 times.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. Wait, across, we saw that match 8 times?
Across singles and tag matches. 8 times Bianca or her team beat them. Whew. Austin Theory had a promo that I really liked as Denise yawns. She's so bored at work. Look at her.
I was hoping you didn't see.
How did I not see? You're...
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's you.
Apologies.
Austin Theory does this promo that is out in front of the crowd. It's like an old like 1989, 1990 promo. I loved it. From a production aspect, I really like this. There's a lot of things regarding production that I've liked lately, Denise. Commentary, I don't know if it's instructed or whatever, but they have really turned up the energy lately. Like they have been a lot more excitable, especially when stakes are on the line, titles are on the line. Tonight, the upper areas of the arena were lit way better. We saw that on Dynamite last week, too. The venue was lit a lot better. And with this Austin Theory promo, it was with his back to that crowd as opposed to a tight shot in the ring on him. The reason I like this from a production standpoint is WWE and pro wrestling has this propensity to do these crowd cuts over and over again. And to the point to where, like, I don't really give a shit what the guy in the third row is doing. I don't care. I want to see Edge's face when he's coming back after 10 years. I want to see the things that he does. I want to see AJ Styles walk through in his WWE debut. That's what I want to see. Not the person in the ring, not the person in the fifth row. And then when you do these promos like that and you can see the audience, you can kind of see what they're reacting to. I always point to the Maven elimination of Undertaker. Because you could see the crowd reacting in the background without like going to their faces and then being like, oh my God, and stuff like that. You didn't have to see that. So I thought that promo was pretty good. Do you even remember the promo?
No.
I knew you didn't. So Austin Theory faced Cody Rhodes in a United States title match. I was shocked and surprised when they announced this because I was like, oh man, cool. And then I thought, shit, I just tweeted that they haven't been doing DQs this week or the last 2 weeks. Of course they're doing one tonight. And of course they did, Denise. Seth Rollins comes out after a good match, attacks Cody. I kept saying that they needed to do something to give Cody a reason. And I mean, I guess this is a good reason. He cost him the U.S. title. That's a solid reason, but the U.S. title hasn't held enough prestige of late to where I think that he would care that much, but he is the American Nightmare, so maybe one promo he can make me believe that he does. He can say some things like, oh, well, Dusty held this title. My father held this title whenever. What do you think?
I thought it was going to be a shoo-in today that we were going to be seeing a brand new U.S. champion. Really? And I thought,
no way!
I did. I thought, well, there goes Theory's little Vince McMahon relationship push. I thought, all right, they're going to give Cody the bout, which is why my initial thoughts were, man, this feels like a step down. This is what I was going to say. I thought that this was a step down of a match for Cody Rhodes because, like you said, that belt is devalued. So why would he want the belt? Nobody cares about the U.S. Championship right now.
I can tell you why he would want the belt legitimately.
But on the programming, though. No,
I can tell you on the programming why he would. Because his dad won it in 1987.
No, but I want Cody to tell us.
I know.
Not you.
And that's the thing. He should say that. He should come out in a promo and he should say, my father won that title at Starrcade in 1987 inside a steel cage. He should say, my brother won that in 1993. He beat some of the greats. He beat Ricky Steamboat. He beat Rick Rude. He should say that. He's like, I wanted to be that guy. And now you've got to face me inside the cage. But the DQs made me so mad. Not mad, but yeah. Volob says, you don't get it. If you give Cody the belt, he'd have to defend it on the PLEs. Bako 5 says, if they book Cody and Seth in a cell, there better be blood. Rhodes in a cage match and blading. Name a more iconic duo. You're right. You know what? I can't remember that Dusty Rhodes Starrcade match, but he probably bled in it. Just Joe says Cody Rhodes is going to win Money in the Bank and cash it in at MSG.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I don't think they'll do that unless they got TV. I don't think so. We got KE775 says they usually have two Hell in a Cell matches. So Seth versus Cody and, you know,
Omos versus Bobby Lashley. Oh
God, no, they're doing the cage match next week.
To prepare them for the Hell in a Cell.
Right.
Come on, Sean.
Right. Oh, no.
Didn't I say this on the show yesterday? I'm pretty sure I said this yesterday.
Oh, you're right. Damn it.
Just softening the blow for you a little bit. Who else is there? Oh, they could do maybe like, do you think they'll do like a tag team?
I want Judgment Day and Bullet Club in there. I would love that. I just think they could have a killer match in there.
That would be good. That would be good.
In a sec. Asuka and Becky are backstage, Denise. And Becky buries the concept of championship contender matches, which I am very excited about because they're dumb and they do not make sense. But Asuka, I thought, was great here. Sometimes she's too over the top, but she's like, you went away to be a mother, but you act like a baby. But she did it in her own way.
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice touch. And also, I do hate these. Like, it's so stupid to book the match that you're expecting to sell on pay-per-view. You book it on Raw. It's so stupid, Denise.
Yeah, I agreed. I loved Asuka in this. The whole, you're not a mommy, you're a baby, or you act like a baby. That was really good. That made the whole thing for me. I think they had a really good little interaction there.
Well, we had the match, and Bianca's great. Of course she's great. But it goes to a DQ. Nerd Guru said, and this was a matter of a couple minutes. So there was nothing that we could talk about. Nerd Guru says, hate to return to DQs, but I'd rather Bianca and Asuka have a tease of a match as opposed to 10 minutes with no clean finish. Hoping we get a triple threat inside the cell or at least at that pay-per-view. Well, here's the thing, Nerd Guru. They could have just booked this to be a 15-minute television match because they've got a billion-dollar TV deal. So they should be putting big matches on. Cody says, what direction does WWE do with Becky, Asuka, and Bianca? I would love to see them in Hell in a Cell, too. That would be a lot of fun. I think that would be a blast.
I like reasons for matches being in that cell, but I just think the match would own.
I thought it was funny too when Adam Pearce was basically when you had Asuka and Becky arguing about how Becky gave her handed her the title and this and that, and Adam Pearce like, that's not even relevant. We're all like, yeah, it is.
Volov says the Becky goggles reminded me of the Warrior Wrestling title. Shout out to Becky for repping them. I love Warrior Wrestling. I hope I get to go to one of their shows soon. I hope I get to hit Frank the Clown with a DDT and then like not talk to him at all. I would love that.
They're having a show, I think, right before Forbidden Door.
Okay. Michael Keyes says Cody hitting a moonsault off the cell will be one hell of a visual. I don't think he'll do it off the cell. I don't think he'll do that. Denise, tell the people what you got going on.
All right, Twitter, @_DeniseSalcedo. My goal is to get to 100K by the end of the year. Do you think I can do it, Sean?
Yeah, I want to get down to 100K. And then I want to get down to like 10K. And then I want to get rid of my Twitter altogether.
You've been utilizing your Twitter circles, though. That's been nice.
Yeah, I was going to make a private Twitter. And then I was like, no, I think this Twitter circles works. I'll do that.
Yeah, but. Yeah. And then youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. Check out the Smack Talk Showdown. It is the last and final video for this season. Check it out, guys. Seriously, it's a good one. Sean has two competitors in Robbie Fox and Chris Van Vliet. Will Sean be the Smack Talk Showdown champion once again? I don't know. Check it out. No spoilers the way I spoiled my last show, but this is a really fun one. And those, if you haven't seen those episodes, watch them because people really enjoy them.
Guys, Sour Graps, I think it'll be live. Like, it's live right now as I look. It's live right now on FightfulSelect.com. Go over there, subscribe. We got plenty of good stuff coming to you this week. Check out Jimmy Van's Know Your News. Oh, and by the way, check out NordVPN.com/Fightful, the fastest VPN in the world. It can block online trackers, block malware, block pop-up ads. Denise, look at you, not playing ball. How dare you?
What'd I do?
You can block malware. You were just uninterested. But you know what?
What do you want me to say?
I'm traveling a lot this summer, and I don't want my programs to get geo-blocked. So NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to help me out. I'll be able to watch what I want when I want because of that. And not only that, how about this? That big UFC pay-per-view this past weekend, you could have got it at a big-time discount by subscribing to overseas services with NordVPN.com/Fightful and changing your virtual location with just one click. Tablet, phone, desktop, laptop, PC, router, all that good stuff. And not only that, you get a great deal, 70% off and an additional month free, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee just in case you don't like it, which you will. You're going to love it. Not only that, how about this? You can avoid price discrimination if you're traveling as much as I am this summer. It's a good time. NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can even get WWE Network from Canadian subscriptions. Check it out. NordVPN.com/Fightful. We thank them so much for sponsoring this and all of our shows. Guys, until next time, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off
Goodbye Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.